भगवद्गीता 5.5 यत् सांख्यै प्राप्यते स्थानं तद्योगैरपि गम्यते एकं सांख्यं च योगं च यः पश्यति स पश्यति. कृष्णा इज कंटिन्यूइंग हियर आंसरिंग अर्जुनस क्वेश्चन अबाउट विच इज बेटर कर्मयोग और कर्मसन्यास एंड ही इज यूजिंग द वर्ड्स सांख्य टू रेफर टू कर्मसन्यास एंड Yoga to refer to Karma Yoga. So, in the previous verse, he stated that the wise people don't see the two as different because they lead to the same destination. Krishna is reiterating and clarifying this point, expounding this point here. Yat Sankhyai Prapyate Sthanam. Whatever destination is attained by the practice of Sankhya, Tad Yogair Api Gamyate. That is also attained by the practice of yoga. Ekam sankhyam cha yogam cha. And therefore, one who sees the two as one, yah pashyati sa pashyati. That person actually sees. Yah pashyati sa pashyati. Such a person is the actual seer. This is a significant verse. This yah pashyati sa pashyati. So this is a usage which involves, it's like a rhetorical device or literary device, as well as a, in which there is a repetition of the word paschati paschati. And the point is, this is used to rhetorically convey the point that this is the actual vision of reality. So for example, if we see that, you know, one who sees the speed breaker on the road actually sees. That means somebody who doesn't see the speed breaker, either that person is short-sighted or whatever, that person is not actually seeing. So this is the reality. So Krishna is saying, yah pashyati sa pashyati. So this usage comes frequently in scripture, and that is one rhetorical way in which the true vision of reality as it is conveyed by scripture. So one who sees thus actually sees, Krishna is saying. Now, what exactly is this person to see? That yat sankhyai prapyate sthanam, that destination is attained by sankhya. That same destination, tad yogairapi gamyate, that same destination is attained by the path of yoga. And therefore, ekam sankhyam cha yogam cha. Therefore, both of them are one. Now, in what sense are they one? Are they one in the sense that there is no difference between the two? No, obviously. Then it is not. Then there would be no need for two paths. Krishna used the word Sankhya Nam, Yogi Nam, Jnana Yoga, Sankhya Yoga. They are two distinct paths. And there is not only from the nomenclature, but also from, if we look at their content, their content is also substantially different. Because the problem is that one involves action, karma yoga involves action, and sankhya involves renunciation of action and inner contemplation. So when these two processes are different, so how can it be said that they are one? So that oneness is definitely not in content, it is in intent. Content means what those processes are comprised of. They are definitely different in their content, but in their intent, they are same. That both of them are meant to take us towards liberation. So those who understand this, yat sankhyai that prapyate sthanam tad yogairapi gamyate, that sankhya and yoga both lead to the same destination. Such people are the actual seers. So now, does this verse support the oft quoted idea of that the Bhagavad Gita teaches all paths lead to the same goal? Well, first of all, Krishna is not saying here all paths. Krishna is only talking about two specific paths, Sankhya and Yoga. So in that sense, this verse definitely does not support the idea that all paths lead to the same goal. And for that matter, there are many clear verses in the Bhagavad Gita which say different paths lead to different goals.
For example, Krishna is contrasted in the previous chapter in 4.39 and 40, where the faithful and the faithless, they have different destinations. So, and same Krishna is talked about in 3.31 and 32, where the faithless and faithful and faithless have different destinations. So, it is not true that this verse supports the idea that all paths lead to the same goal. He is saying that he's saying that both paths are intended for the same goal. Later on in the 12th chapter, he will state how the path of inaction, the path of impersonal meditation, the path of dry analysis is difficult, klesha, diktaras. And in fact, Krishna will mention this once again in the next verse itself, after this 5.6. When dukkhamaptam ayogataha, one will find the path of renunciation without yoga to be dukkhamaptam, to be misery giving. So it's not that Krishna is absolutely equalizing both the paths. He's saying that their intent is the same, and in that sense we need to see beyond their different content to their common intent. So now, what is the point in Krishna talking like this? Arjuna simply wanted to know whether I should fight or not fight, and he basically was seeing two different paths. There is the path of action and there is the path of renunciation, and he considered the path of renunciation to be superior because he thought that the path of action will lead to entanglement, the path of renunciation will lead to disentanglement, and so he wanted to choose the path of disentanglement. Now Krishna has earlier stated that, quite a few times he has said that if you act with detachment, that will also lead to liberation. So that in that sense, this dichotomy which Arjuna has had, that okay, the path of action will lead to entanglement, path of renunciation will lead to disentanglement, that has already been refuted by Krishna when he said the path of action also can lead to liberation if the action is done with detachment. So what exactly is Krishna stating here? Making it more emphatic by saying that whatever destination is attained by the path of renunciation is also attained by the path of action. And so therefore, Arjuna, don't think that you will lose anything by not accepting the path of renunciation. By sticking to the path of action also, you can attain the supreme destination. Now, this verse is not at all talking about the adoption of renunciation within the path of bhakti. In bhakti yoga, Krishna will talk about bhakti yoga later in the 7th chapter, from the 7th chapter onwards. And in bhakti yoga, when say some devotees adopt the renounced order, are they say giving up action for renunciation against Krishna's instructions? No, because the action and renunciation dichotomy is with respect to the paths of karma and jnana, whereas Krishna is talking about the path of as devotees we practice Krishna consciousness, we are practicing bhakti, and in bhakti, first of all, so this verse does not apply to that, and secondly, the process of bhakti is even for those who are in the renounced order, it involves action. It is not simply an inactive part. So Prabhupada renunciated, but he was more busy. He traveled much more, arguably, than what most other people or any other person for that matter at his age would have traveled. So he was busy. He was active. So this verse in principle does not apply to the discussion of bhakti and the ashram which devotees choose. The emphasis of this verse for Arjuna in Arjuna Krishna in the context of the Krishna Arjuna discussion is that Arjuna should not think that he will lose out anything by not accepting the path of renunciation. That whatever he could have got by accepting the path of renunciation, he can get by accepting the path of path of engage action also, if he does the action detachment, he practices karma yoga. And Krishna is telling Arjuna, yaha pashyati sa pashyati, one who sees like this. That means, Arjuna, when you see like this, when you see that fighting on the battlefield will give you the same destination as going into a jungle and renouncing the world and engaging in silent meditation, then you are the actual seer. So in this way, this was an exhortation to Arjuna to persevere in Kshatriya duty in the spirit of Karma Yoga. Thank you.